OnTac with Jan Vermeulen from My Broadband.
Hello, Jan Vermeulen. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Okay, thank you. I'm getting hell from my listeners, though. Just don't agree with me.
It's such a good day.
That's okay. I can take it. I got big shoulders. Jan, let's talk about Vodacom paying, is it 1.25 million or 125 million?
No, 1.25 million for giving up the cellular records of Paul O'Sullivan to the legal team who worked for Radovan Krejcik. The dispute comes from Paul O'Sullivan saying that he spent 2 million on legal fees after Vodacom gave his personal information to a firm of attorneys representing Krejcik in 2014. And O'Sullivan was investigating Krejcik at the time. And he launched an interdict to have his records handed back. And so there's this 1.25 million is an out-of-court settlement so that the thing does not go to trial. And part of the settlement is that neither party is allowed to talk about it, really.
How did you find out about it?
Oh, they can talk about the fact that there was a settlement.
Oh, but not the details.
They can talk about the amount, but not the details around it. Vodacom said that all they can comment on it is that there has been a settlement. And they went on to say that they want to put on record, without compromising the agreement, that they deny illegally handing over Mr. O'Sullivan's details, or that it breaches a customer's right to privacy. And that's the part of the story that's interesting to me and why I wanted to bring it up is because of how this is allowed to happen and how this goes down. And the fact that Vodacom might be entirely right there. I'm not a lawyer, but from my conversations with lawyers about issues of call data records and so on, there's work that the Daily Maverick has done, that we've done on this, specifically because RICA is supposed to protect our privacy when it comes to this sort of thing. And what's happening is that folks, the law enforcement agencies and private investigators are able to simply get a Section 205 subpoena, have that rubber stamped by a magistrate, and walk that over to the mobile network operators and have call data records delivered to them under the law. And so this has raised some big questions about how South African law works in that respect right now, because from the mobile operator's perspective, they don't really have a leg to stand on to say, no, we can't give you this information when somebody hands them a subpoena. Can be done in terms of the legislation to say, hey, you know, a subpoena, a Section 205 subpoena is not good enough. You need an interception direction under RICA to get this information. Mm. But unfortunately, that's not the way things are working right now. There's unfortunately not a tremendous amount of public interest in this matter. As things stand now, it's actually surprisingly easy for people to get access to our call data records in South Africa, and RICA has proven to be quite toothless in that respect. We get all the red tape when registering for our cellular accounts, and none of the protections it's supposed to confer on us.
Absolutely fascinating. Yeah, it's a very interesting. Have you read Mandy Wiener's book? It's called Policing. It's Ministry of Crime. It's the latest one that she's done. It's all about this, and it goes into it's. Yeah, boy. You know what is it they say about the smelly fish? Anyhow, Jan, I'm afraid that we are out of time. I am so sorry because you have got so many amazing stories, but I'm going to ask you to get to mybroadband.co.za. They are the top tech site in South Africa, and we speak to editor at large for My Broadband, Jan Vermeulen, every week. You can also check out why it's hard to convict debit order fraudsters in South Africa. WhatsApp group video and voice calling has been launched, which is pretty cool.
That is cool.
Yeah,
I'm going to use that.
Well, you can go and check out how to do it on mybroadband.co.za. You can also Samsung pay partners and launch date in South Africa, and Twitter denies shadow banning Republicans. Go and check it out. Mybroadband.co.za.